It's time for a Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning bonus segment. I got a good one for you, Len.
Okay, so, what do you got?
You know, you got a refrigerator at your office and people, something, you know what annoys me though? When they leave milk there for the coffee, but nobody ever gets rid of the milk after it's expired
That's
and it
fair.
Stinks up the whole place.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. But also, you leave your lunch there. You bring your lunch to work, you put in the refrigerator, you go to get it around 1 o'clock, and sometimes it is not there because one of your coworkers is a lunch klepto.
Fridge pirate.
A fridge pirate. They steal. Natalie, I think, has had her lunch stolen here at WOR.
By somebody famous.
Back in the day, and it's kind of a well-known story because I was not the only victim.
Was this Joan Hamburglar?
No. Joan would always buy lunch. She was very good with that. But the lunch stealer was Bob Grant.
Wow.
The
legendary Bob Grant filched your lunch?
He would steal people's lunches?
Yes, he would. I think he thought it was free if it was in the refrigerator. It was free game.
Wow.
Did anyone ever call him on it or confront him?
Yes.
And what was his response?
We actually had a general manager, I think, called him in at one point and said, these kids, you know, they don't make a lot of money. This is their lunch from home. You can't be taking their lunch. I don't know if it really ever stopped, but I hope he enjoyed my sandwich.
What did you do for lunch when that happened?
I think I probably had to buy lunch. I was hungry.
She went to Joan, pled poverty, and Joan bought her lunch because Joan's a generous, wonderful soul.
That's right.
When I went to lunch with Len, guess who paid?
You know, you're going to bring that up every time. And the only reason he paid was because now I have to reciprocate, and he's going to ask to go to a much more expensive restaurant. I know your game.
I booked per se next week, Len.
Nice. But you know what? Lunch dealers, this is not an uncommon situation. This happens in a lot of offices, but I love this.
All right, so this happened out in Los Angeles. Zach Toscani, I believe his name is, a comedian from Los Angeles, but, you know, he also works in a post-production company because he doesn't make a lot of money as a comedian. He took to Twitter last week to share the details of a lunch theft in his office. So he apparently tweeted the whole saga of the lunch. They put it in there, took pictures of the lunch, and over the course of the day, they were bringing updates on the lunch disappears. Then they start a little Sherlock Holmes, a little investigation, and I do believe they found the evidence in a coworker's garbage can because he ate the lunch but threw out what remained of it.
Well, that wasn't smart.
No, it wasn't smart, but apparently he's built up. They don't tell us who the culprit was, but if you go to the Twitter, we have it on our website, right, Natalie?
Yes, it's right here on this page. If you just look down, you'll see it.
If you look down, you can see the case being made tweet by tweet.
Really?
Against the lunch thief.
Natalie was excited by this. She called it a live Twitter feed of a stolen lunch.
And not to give anything away, but the culprit is